If you run into Patrick Mahomes Sr., call him Silky, and Matt Nagy's in trouble on this bonus episode of Locked On Chiefs.
Yeah, and that's on me because I was not thinking we were doing that, but here
we go. It's like we're
live. From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
I figure we're only going a couple minutes, so I wasn't planning on doing that. But there's a lot to talk about. There is so much in. If you haven't checked out New Heights, you need to go check out that show. It is absolutely phenomenal. Patrick Mahomes joins Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce for this episode. Ryan, what stood out to you?
Just that, like, I knew this show was good before. I have been watching pretty religiously, but I don't watch the day it comes out because I got a day job. So I hadn't seen it until we talked about the rundown for the show. And I mean, good for Patrick. I wonder if maybe he and Trav thought they weren't being recorded because, I mean, is there anybody that they held back on? Because I didn't see it. Like, when Jason's cracking up and falling off the screen, I think that's a good sign. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. And, you know, Patrick, my favorite story about that is Patrick getting drafted. And say what you want, I'm sure players talk to teams all the time. Him really wanting to be in Kansas City, telling the team, hey, if you want to get me, you're going to take me above 12. He told them where they need to go get him.
Hey, and kudos to him and his representation to know that, to be able to ascertain all that. He did mention the other thing that I thought was really intriguing. Before he said all that, I didn't know about the Saints. You know, so like,
yep.
Clearly the league works in mysterious ways. And this is something I always talk about in the draft process. There are teams that are going to give you some information, and there are teams that you will never, ever see coming. And sometimes the Chiefs are one of those. They have a tendency to draft guys, especially on day three, that they're like, I didn't go for a visit. I had a 5-minute interview at the combine. That's it.
Yep. No, so, and the really fun part about all that to me is the story about Matt Nagy giving Mahomes the answers for the test the next day. So a lot of fun things, really, honestly. He talks about Andy Reid and the commercial with Andy Reid. Both of them talk a lot about Smith. And in a lot of ways, I have to say they're almost gushing about Smith. And I get it. Alex Smith made both of their careers take a different trajectory in a lot of ways. And I say that for Kelce as well as Mahomes. And Mahomes is extremely complimentary. And I will say this. I don't know if it was one of the clips or anything you were able to see. Jason Kelce specifically asked Mahomes, and I knew what his answer was going to be before he even said it, but he asked him, are you more interested in the MVP or what you can do as a team? And obviously, you know how that went.
Yeah, the team guys all the way around. And I think it's funny that you mentioned Alex Smith because Trav had been a proponent for Alex when Alex had some struggles. Like he was the first guy in the room talking to Coach Reid about Alex Smith. And then the Mahomes thing happened. And obviously we've seen what's happened in not just a professional relationship on the field, but they're buds too. Like that goes a long way. I know some of you guys are coming in late. It is live here, a special edition for you, a couple of minutes on all the revelations here. I think that really says a lot, not just for team that Patrick is going to be focused on that because he understands what it is to have multiple rings on a finger or on your hand anyway. But it also says a lot about Travis, about putting the team first over and over again and quarterback over and over again, that, you know, building those guys up when Alex needed to lift, Travis was in his corner. When Patrick needed to lift, he was in the corner. I'm guessing he was fairly silent when that switchover was happening and that trade happened. We happened to be live with Seth Kizer when that Alex Smith trade happened. We were caught off guard. I wonder if Travis was.
Yeah, and we weren't on YouTube at that point because if you would have seen our faces, that would have been pretty priceless. It was pretty phenomenal. You know, the other thing that stuck out to me is the story about Mahomes and Kelce missing practice or at least being late to practice. I think his rookie year, they go out drinking the night before and Mahomes sees Kelce and Mahomes forgot to put his phone on the charger, so his phone died, which is where all of his alarms were. So he was like 20 minutes late to practice. Ooh. And the coaches are asking Travis, have you seen Patrick? And he gets there late, and then Patrick finds out later that Kelce strolled in 5 minutes before Patrick did. And they both said that to this day, that's the last time that they have been late to practice. It's just – It's great. There are so many funny things in that show. And honestly, I'm going to start watching on a regular basis because Jason and Travis have a great chemistry together. I think that they do a very good job talking it's about like that. Brothers. But all the things, yeah, I know, right? But it's all the things that you come out that come out about the Chiefs that you just would have never known. Like, none of this would have been talked about had they not done this show, because it hasn't been talked about in the 10 years, in almost, well, it's not 10 years, but the 6 years that Mahomes has been here. So a lot of information.
That for me is it's two-edged sword. Like, it's great to have this information. Also, the fact that he's doing this now is something to be concerned about. Guys start doing media like this when they see their after football life coming. And so that's something to be very aware of, that that Jason's upon retirement. I think he's retired once and then come back, right? So, like,
yep.
he's got more than a toe. He's got a whole foot in that pond. Travis is obviously is trying to live it up now and do, you know, Tyreek Hill did his thing to get his notoriety. Travis and Jason are doing theirs. In the meantime, we're getting to glean information we wouldn't have, but it comes with that price that we know it's a tick closer to the end of Travis Kelce on the field at some point.
Well, but I think that this is also his way of getting his foot in the door to be able to do other things post-career. And I think that's smart for him. And but with the level he's playing at right now, I mean, I don't see him slowing down in the next year or two. I still think he's here for the next couple of seasons.
I agree. I think he's got at least two or three left in him. Maybe more. I don't know.
Right.
Because of the first year not having, having the injury and not playing, et cetera, like we could see that going on. But I will say this. I am ready first for Peyton and Eli to take a break and let Trav and Jason run this once they're both retired and do this secondary broadcast for them. And then I'm even more ready, I think, for a little bit. You know, you're going to have to be a little more straight-laced if you're on broadcast. But after listening to Greg Olson the other week, I am ready for a three-man crew with some poor schmuck that has to run the show and then Travis and Greg Olson just going off as the color team. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, no, it'd be a lot of fun. These guys, there's, like I said, if you haven't checked out the New Heights podcast, go check it out. It is phenomenal. There's so much information there. And I guess they had Jalen Hurts on. It sounds like they're going to try to do an encore episode possibly in the next couple of months. Maybe they even talked about if they get to the Super Bowl doing an episode, all four of them. Oof. That would be entertaining.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
Yeah.
You can see all of this on their show, New Heights, and we'll continue to drop little shows like this when we think it's really stuff that you need to know because the insight is there. And I wasn't kidding. Andy Reid looked sideways at Matt Nagy when this came out this morning. I guarantee you at least once.
Yeah, I guarantee he did. But that's great. I mean, it goes to show what they thought of – I mean, and they talk about Nagy. They talk about Spags a little bit. They talk about Bieniemy. So it's all them just talking about – you know, everything that happens to them in the game. And the funniest thing, one of the funniest posts there was, Brittany is getting a little bit jealous of the bromance between Travis and Patrick. So
that's so cute.
Just thought it was funny. A lot of funny things. This was actually recorded. It came out today or yesterday. It was actually recorded right after the Chargers game. So doesn't include last week or Bronze being born. So there you go.
I'm sure we'll get some of that. So you guys keep it tuned here. This was a special live for us to just jump on and give you a little bit of update. We are about to go record the actual preview show. So Friday's coming at you. We'll have our predictions, et cetera, up for you in a couple hours. Make sure you check that out. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you on that one.